They will create some kind of world calamity. I don't know what it is, an asteroid strike, something. They will create fear in our minds.
By the way, they've had, as you know, big international UN summits going back. They even had the Shoemakers at it, you know, who discovered Shoemaker Levy.
Oh, yeah.
And I've interviewed her. And they've had these international summits where the U.S. and Russia talk about how what a great unifying effect it would be if an asteroid hit, or world government could form to defeat the asteroid.
Or, as bizarre as it sounds, you create this illusion that we're being invaded from outer space.
Well, see, and George, I know you know, and I keep saying that because for listeners that may not, I know George knows all this. First, you know, 30 years ago, people thought Iron Mountain wasn't real, that leaked report. Now we know if it wasn't real, somebody who had a real report basically rewrote it so they could release it and not violate national security. Now it's been declassified, and it's come out that there's a lot of secret programs that are now public. Race-specific bioweapons to kill certain races. We can talk about that next hour. But also that they do have, and they even have deployed in some of the third world countries they've invaded, like Panama, and also in the first and second Iraq invasion, 500-foot holograms of Allah, 500-foot holograms in the sky of Mary. And yes, they do have fake alien
perfect
invasion.
Perfect example. Abu Dhabi, there was just a summit last week. Prince Charles shows up via hologram. A Prince Charles, there he is, talking to everybody. He didn't want to go. He thought it would cost too much money. That would be too much of an ecological waste.
See, that's the propaganda. Oh, they're giving up flying, the carbon footprint. Yeah.
But there he is as a hologram in front of this massive audience.
Execute order number 66.
They can do this technologically. They will put up holograms in the sky. And people will look at them, and they'll look real.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, when you get into all of the chicanery and staged events with NASA, and I'm not, you know, debating that or getting off into it, it's just certainly clear that they have, and I do believe there's a huge space program. I do believe we went to the moon. The point is...
Thank God.
Thank God. Well, you know why? I know this is Texas. And I have a really good friend who was in Air Force Intelligence. He's retired now and older. He's an electrical engineer. And he was on... I've seen a film of him in the main control unit at NASA.
Sure.
He says they went to NASA. Well, he said they went to the moon, but when we get back, if you want, I can tell you why people think they're staged photos.
Okay. All right. We'll do that.
We're now getting off into the wild blue yonder.
We'll be back with Alex Jones. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM.